Outside the ring, after the bullfight was over, you could not move in the crowd. We could not make our way through, but had to be moved with the whole thing, slowly as a glacier, back to town. We had that disturbed emotional feeling that always comes after a bullfight, and the feeling of elation that comes after a good bullfight. The fiesta was going on, the drums pounded and the pipe music was shrill, and everywhere the flow of the crowd was broken by patches of dancers. The dancers were in a crowd, so you did not see the intricate play of the feet. All you saw was the heads and shoulders going up and down, up and down. Finally, we got out of the crowd and made for the cafe. The waiter saved chairs for the others, and we each ordered an absinthe and watched the crowd in the square and the dancers.
"What do you suppose that dance is?"
Bill asked.
"It's a sort of jota."
"They're not all the same," Bill said. "They dance differently to all the different tunes."
"It's swell dancing." In front of us, on a clear part of the street, a company of boys were dancing. The steps were very intricate, and their faces were intent and concentrated. They all looked down while they danced. Their rope-soled shoes tapped and spatted on the pavement. The toes touched. The heels touched. The balls of the feet touched. Then the music broke wildly, and the step was finished, and they were all dancing on up the street.
"Here come the gentry," Bill said.